Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now we're going to talk about how long people are staying in their single family residences.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Hey Marcia, let's talk about the trends and what you're seeing in single family residential property locally.
Well, I find it really interesting right now. Of course, we're 56% down in inventory from this time last year, so we have a supply side problem. But people are asking, what's next? How do I navigate it? People are seeing a little more certainty in their employment, a little more predictability in our COVID crisis. And so with that and in the rearview mirror or closer to it, they're trying to find a way to acclimate.
You mentioned the supply side concern. How long are people staying in their houses right now? What are you seeing for sellers that are looking to sell? Are most people downsizing and going into smaller, or what's the motivation?
Well, people are actually putting off the move, and that's part of our challenge here. Is back just in 2008, it was predictable that someone would live in their home on average for 6 years national trends. Now they're at 10 years nationally. Just, what is that, 14 years later, 12 years later? That's fascinating to me that everyone's kind of put pause on the sale.
And tell me the reasons why. What's like the top three or four reasons?
Well, one of the reasons is there's no urgency. So they see that they could downsize, their kids are gone, they're probably not coming back. And so you've got a situation where you've got extra housing that you're cleaning, that you're maintaining, and that you're heating, and you don't really think that you have to do something today.
Okay. And if I wanted to sell, my motivation, let's say I want to downsize, can I find something in the market?
Not in this market, but I don't think that's why we're at 10 years of staying in the home. I think that's more of a lifestyle shift. It's more of a hesitancy and a pause that has happened over the last 4 years. So what we've got now is we've got a market where people are renovating and aging in place and really trying to make it a long-term commitment to their house.
Okay. And how has COVID made an impact on people wanting to move?
There are about three reasons that owners don't put their house on the market, at least during COVID. One is financial uncertainty. When you're financially uncertain, you start putting the dollar bills in the mattress and you do not try to take a risk. And then second is health concerns. Some people are concerned that they'd be vulnerable in the transition. Others are vulnerable or are going through something as a family. And then just generally 34% of Americans felt that life was just too uncertain to move. Now, as we create certainty, we should see some things come into motion.
Are you seeing more properties come on the market?
They're just turning a corner now. Hopefully we'll have some relief. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.